Jupiter's moon. It's no Garden of Eden.
Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry is building a large creation museum and planetarium near Cincinnati, Ohio. Well, Ken, what does one of the moons of Jupiter have to do with the Garden of Eden?
Well, secular scientists have long thought that Jupiter's moon, Europa, was the best candidate for finding life in our own solar system. But you know, that hope has recently been dealt a strong blow. You see, instead of being the long hoped-for haven of life, Europa appears now that its icy surface may be contaminated with acid and peroxide, not the best conditions for life to exist. Based on these findings, one NASA scientist stated that in some spots, the surface ice may be up to 80% concentrated sulfuric acid. Now, this news has almost certainly dashed notions of Europa being an ideal place to search for supposed alien life. In other words, there's no Garden of Eden there. If scientists really wanted to find the source of life, they don't have to keep looking to the planets and stars. All they have to do is look at the Bible, where we have the words of the only one who was there, who knows everything, who told us when life began. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
But when did life actually begin? Was it millions of years ago, or just thousands of years? It's a question we tackle in our free booklet on the age of the earth, and it's available on our attractive website, AnswersRadio.com. Next time you're in front of your computer, log on to the free service of AnswersRadio.com.